Today on the Interlochen Collection, we revisit a radio broadcast from July of 1974, featuring a performance of The Planets by Gustav Holst. We'll hear the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, the High School Women's Chorus, and student narrators, along with conductor Thor Johnson and WIAA radio host Edward Catton. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection. Music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Let's go back to July 28th, 1974, at 8 o'clock in the evening, in Interlochen's Kresge Auditorium. We're about to hear a performance of The Planets by Gustav Holst, which was broadcast live on Interlochen Public Radio, or WIAA as it was known at the time. We'll replicate this radio broadcast on today's episode, coming back to the present day only at the end of the performance. And now we'll go to Edward Catton, broadcasting live in 1974.
This is Edward Catton speaking from Kresge Auditorium at Interlochen, Michigan. We invite you to join us for a concert by the students of the National Music Camp. On this program, we will hear the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Thor Johnson. The program consists of one work, the suite The Planets by Gustav Holst. In this performance, the orchestra will be assisted by the members of the High School Girls Chorus and narrators Philip Silverman of Oak Park, Michigan, and Abby Scher of Portsmouth, Michigan, who will present the background of the music and the poems relative to it. Both Mr. Silverman and Ms. Scher are high school division students at the National Music Camp.
Mars, the bringer of war, ruler of Aries, the ram, and Scorpio, the scorpion. Mars, the planet of action and force, suggests conflict between the two signs it is associated with, Aries and Scorpio. As the first sign of the zodiac, Aries has leadership qualities, which makes it initiate the attack in a violent rhythm consisting of 8 notes, the numerological equivalent to Mars. The Aryan Mars rages on until the Scorpion Mars, with its seemingly hidden source of energy, begins to battle back, with powerful emotions and desires lurching forward, then retreating. Underestimating Scorpio's ability to regenerate, the Aryan Mars, though strong, is finally ripped apart in Scorpio's uncompromising, invincible fight in defense of itself.
Endless reflections of your image in mirrors streaked with bloody yesterdays. Tomorrow is almost blinded by your shining smile, your endlessness.
Venus, the bringer of peace, ruler of Libra the scales and Taurus the bull. The opening theme in the horn is terrene, sensuous, simple, and slow. Like the bull of Taurus, the theme is gentle, stable, and persistent. Then the mood is lightened by the introduction of Libra's graceful expressiveness, blending harmony and charm. The oboe, coupled with a solo violin, create the delicate balance so characteristic of Libra. The two themes unite in a melody which combines the aloofness of Libra and the pensiveness of Taurus.
You transcend death. You heal with forgetfulness. You forgive darkest wrongs. You are hope itself.
messenger, ruler of Gemini the twins and Virgo the maid. The message of Mercury, traveling through various instruments, illustrates the vivid style of Gemini, in which quickness and diversity suggest curiosity and the ability to see situations from many points of view. With healing serenity, the solo violin introduces the maid of Virgo, chaste and unassuming, reflecting the deeper, more serious side of the Gemini personality. The two youthful themes continue to gamble and lark in childish innocence as they are scattered here and there on the voluble breezes, stirred, no doubt, by Mercury's wings.
You come closest to the searing sun, yet you endure. You are the speed of light. You are through eternity, words in search of ears.
Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, ruler of Sagittarius, the archer. A spirit of exploration and idealism carries Jupiter through seven levels of experience and seven themes, Sagittarius being the gatherer of experience. Proceeding from youth to adolescence, The music is at first adventurous and boisterous, then optimistic, straightforward, and proud. The fourth level reaches a maturity which is exultant, warm, and charitable. In the fifth level, we experience self-mockery, lampooning juvenile foolishness. And finally, the level of wisdom is reached, the majestic sixth theme depicting one who has mastered one's experience. Having achieved self-enlightenment, the higher mind of Jupiter contemplates the five previous levels and approaches the seventh level, reestablishing the majestic theme of the sage, but this time in the highest, broadest, and deepest level.
Time and life, swollen with layers of meaning, argue with each other, only to be distracted by your laughter and the absurdity of it all.
Thank you.
Saturn, the bringer of old age, ruler of Capricorn, the goat. Saturn, the planet of change, suggests responsibilities to be faced, maturity and discipline to be developed. The first theme begins coldly and darkly, reflecting the conservative and conscientious outlook of Capricorn. With dry austerity, the second theme in the flutes climbs slowly, for Capricorn, the goat, is ambitious but cautious. The search for security in later life manifests itself in attempts to accomplish something of lasting value in the eyes of the world. The aging process persists, and chiming is sustained until all themes responsibly developed and dutifully performed, time is crystallized, and eternity possessed.
We seldom see or hear you coming. We seldom welcome the serenity or honor of your gift, but it cannot be declined or undone. It is end and beginning intertwined.
Uranus the magician, ruler of Aquarius, the water bearer. Uranus represents an urge for freedom and individuality, as well as the motivation behind one's wishes, hopes, and goals. The motion of the opening theme is progressive, with a detached curiosity for the new, since Aquarius is future-orientated yet intellectually rigid. The second theme depicts the Uranian wit and love for unusual and exciting events. The third theme gestures outward in friendship while inwardly remaining independent. The Uranian character is humanitarian, but from the standpoint of individual principle rather than of passionate involvement. The purpose of the Aquarian water bearer is to determine truth, and when the search is completed, to pour forth from the urn of knowledge the waters of brotherhood.
We watch your hands in vain. Illusion triumphs. We yearn to be amazed, yet to know your tricks. And then when all is nearly apparent, you too disappear. Thank you.
Neptune the mystic, ruler of Pisces the fishes. Flutes swim gently between wavering harmonies. Neptune is dreamy, impressionable, pliable. The flutes, then oboes, continue the Piscean movement, while the harps and celeste reflect the fading waters below. With Neptune and its sign Pisces, the end of the zodiac is achieved, and a sense of universality results. The harps and celeste pursue their illusions of boundless space, and from another world, a choir is imagined. As Neptune would call his sea nymphs, so the clarinet's sentimental, hypersensitive lyric beckons. The choir follows, dissolving imperceptibly into some unknown realm.
The planets, the cards, sticks, bones, bumps, drugs, numbers, omens and portent. You have always known that what the mind yearns for most is not to know, but to believe.
a performance that was broadcast live on Interlaken Public Radio on July 28, 1974. We heard the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and High School Women's Chorus, conducted by Thor Johnson, in a performance of The Planets by Gustav Holst. The student narrators were Philip Silverman and Abby Scher. The spoken texts were prepared by William Dole and Kay Johnson. The WIAA radio broadcast was hosted by Edward Catton. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. Christine Kiprianidis and Eileen Ganter provided research support. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.